gotta be done.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You got it, you got it.
They got Obama phone.
Yes, everybody in Cleveland is no minority. Got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone.
More.
How did he give you a phone?
You sign up. You're on food stamps. You're on Social Security. You got low income. You disability.
I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live here. It is Sunday, and it is the 30th day of September 2012, and Lord willing, we'll be here for the next 2 hours. We are simulcasting the radio transmission at prisonplanet.tv, and I don't know, we've had prisonplanet.tv for 9.5 years. For about 6 years, I've been simulcasting video during the radio show, but we're putting in more soundproofing and new cameras and some other equipment. And some soundproof doors that they started last weekend. That's why I didn't do last Sunday's show live. And they just got a few things to finish up today, maybe tomorrow. But there will be video. There will be video today when Dr. Glidden's on with us. There are documents and articles we'll be showing. It's just that a bunch of the studio's torn up. So we are not going to be showing you my ugly pumpkin head today. So I think everybody will survive. But there are a lot of reasons to be logged in over at InfoWarsNews.com right now or PrisonPlanet.tv. Because you can, again, see the videos, see the documents, see the articles, and see our guest that is going to be coming up joining us via video Skype. Adds a whole nother dimension to it. Just want to say the crew, on top of training in the ways of InfoWars, 6 new reporters, doing the nightly news and everything else they do, have done a great job working with the construction crew last weekend and now some this weekend to try to get the studio up to speed. Because when I built this into this little office place we have 5.5 years ago when I moved over here, I never really properly designed it. I designed it. That was the problem. We now had professionals in to soundproof a little bit better. It's a side issue. I've now belabored that point. I always give too much information on things that don't matter. Look, I intro'd things with the Obama phone lady here today because, well, the Washington Post is saying it's racist. It's racist to show someone who's been victimized and domesticated by big government. You're not supposed to show the ugly face of dependency. So I thought, well, wait a minute, since the media, the corporate media that has almost no viewers or readers now, but still is so self-important, they lecture us all on how things really work. I thought since they're saying this is out of context and not indicative of many Obama domesticated supporters, when this only validates, I'm not defending him overall, but validates what Mitt Romney said about 47% are totally dependent and would vote for the government to basically feed the rest of us into a meat grinder. For the government bureaucrats and for the big banks that feed off of us and for the welfare hordes, those of us that produce are the food. We're the food. We're the milk cows. And they get tired of just milking us. They actually use us up. And the empire uses up our young men in all these wars. So I've put together with the crew a compilation. And there's going to be even more tomorrow. There's so many of these that we haven't even had time to download them all and get them all ready for air. I don't know. Here's 7-8 clips coming up after the break that we're going to show you here. And these are domesticated people. Some black, some white, some Hispanic. But this is what the system has turned us into, and this is the plan. It's not my opinion. It's in the big social engineer handbooks and things that are out there. It's Agenda 21. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into a bunch of economic news and incredible police state news. You know, we reported over a year ago the federal government funding streetlights that watch and listen to you. Well, they've come to the town where I live, so it's this country is deep down the rat hole of tyranny. That's coming up as well. Strap yourselves in. Back in 60 seconds, the news websites are prisonplanet.com and InfoWars.com. You found the tip of the spear.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Extremely thankful and glad and humbled by the fact that millions of people don't just join me every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, on over 120 AM and FM affiliates, including in big cities like Chicago and Dallas, Texas, Chicago, Illinois, and Dallas, Texas, also XM Channel 166. I'm very honored and blessed that millions of people, over 1.5 million a day, visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com respectfully. And we are here again on the Sunday transmission, the 30th day of September 2012. We're here every Sunday, so I'm live on the radio 6 days a week. We're also streaming, simulcasting video at PrisonPlanet.tv right now of myself, the documents, the articles, and the guest that's coming up in the next hour. Speaking of the next hour, GMO victory within reach. Proposition 37 is likely to pass, declares LA Times. That will simply ask that all the food be labeled if it has genetically modified organisms in it. And that means basically cross-species chimeras. It's one thing to breed plants and to even hybridize them with other similar species, but to put, say, insect genes into them or to add pesticide into it where the plant grows a pesticide so bugs can't eat it. If they do, they die, but then you eat it. I mean, no wonder in all the lab studies the rats are dying of being poisoned and getting cancer and dying young and becoming sterile. I mean, there's literally hundreds of big studies, and this is all coming to a head right now. We'll be talking, coming up for part of the next hour, with Dr. Peter Glidden, always informative. We'll be looking at that in depth. So a big victory that all the major polls show, 2-1 out in California. Of course, Stalin said, I don't care how you vote because I count the things. So don't hold your breath too long. Because even if you love GMO, I mean, even if you love salmon mixed with, insects that's extincting the regular salmon in the Pacific Ocean, even if you think that's a great thing, can we just have it labeled? I mean, can I just know if milk has a bovine growth hormone in it that's got girls going into puberty when they're about 7 years old? Can I just know if the plastic has bisphenol A that's an estrogen mimicker? Because, our male sperm count in Europe and the U.S. is down by 87%. Can I just find out why even the glands in men's brains are flipping during adolescence and becoming basically female? That can happen in fish and reptiles, too. If you're exposed to certain chemicals and hormones, the glands in your body will flip to putting out hormones for a female. That's why you hear about the streams and rivers. The fish are becoming bisexual. The amphibians, the froggies are. We're being chemically manipulated, and I have the government documents where they're doing it by design. Dr. Glidden coming up. Okay, that said, we're also going to get into, all over the country. Austin is now getting theirs. In fact, it's in the federal federal announcements. I'm going to be doing print articles on it later in the week, but I'm sure it'll make national news. Hint, hint to other media. If you like, you know, wonder why you have no readers or viewers, you could scoop me. You could go look this up and find out it's true. I probably won't get around to it till Tuesday or Wednesday. But I have confirmed Austin, where I live, is putting in the IntelliStreets type systems with the new streetlights with microphones and cameras hidden in them, hooked into the cable boxes back to the Threat Fusion Center. So, Big Brother, eat your heart out. So we're going to be going over that and tying it into some announcements here where, you're not going to be able to get insurance soon unless you put satellite tracker boxes that, by the way, tax you by the mile in your car. And they're mandated to get car insurance. So now they just mandate that the car insurance, to get it, you've got to be tracked. And, of course, they'll control and tax you. That's the official plan. It's been the global plan for about 15 years. And now, well, here it comes. You might want to fight it or maybe not. It's so cool to just give in to tyranny and be domesticated and take your Prozac, even if you don't drink your shitty water. AP a few years ago did a study finding that every major municipal water supply, even water supplies that weren't out of reservoirs, that didn't have sewage runoff in them, had high levels of generic serotonin reuptake inhibitor. What does that mean? It wasn't runoff. It didn't accidentally get in there, and it wasn't Luvox or Prozac. It wasn't a particularly tweaked designer serotonin reuptake inhibitor. It's being added. Oh, you're not upset right now, are you? Just like Harvard study last month admitted, one part per million of sodium fluoride, and they even take an electron out to make it even more deadly and more psychoactive. Just a little bit of that in your drinking water, and you get a massively lowered IQ, and you're more mentally and physically flaccid. You're more passive. That's why the Soviets used it in their water supplies in the 30s, and then Hitler picked it up from them. That's even in Pulitzer Prize-winning book. It came out in the Nuremberg trials, but so what if the Nazis put it in the water? I mean, our government does it because they're good people. Our government shot up the black people with the syphilis because they're good people, too, and atomic soldiers and radiated thousands of foster children to death. And you've heard about all the tests that are still ongoing that they declassify, including U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B. You remember that? Where they say, we can't do any secret testing on you unless it's experimental, and then we can do lethal test on you. And see, they say they're studying you. They're the scientific controllers. So that's coming up in the next hour. But as we get ready to go to break here in a few minutes, let me tell you what's coming up today. Everybody has heard the Elmo lady.
Got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in presidents, you know. Gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone.
More.
How did he give you a phone?
You sign up.
All right, that's enough. This woman is now an international sensation. No one has discovered her name. I'm putting out a $5,000 bony. That's how excited I am about her. I am putting out a $5,000 bounty. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper, to the first person that gets me her name and phone number and gets her on the show. In fact, I've told the crew that I believe this woman, if given stand-up lines, would probably be bigger than Bill Hicks and Richard Pryor combined. This woman's comedic genius is, well, bordering on godlike. In fact, I'm telling her right now I'd like to be her manager. And, I mean, everybody I know cannot quit talking about her. And I want to say this. Obama and the government says that if you see a rainbow, you didn't build that. God didn't build that. They built that. If you build a log cabin, you didn't build that. Government built that. If you even think something's beautiful, even your own thoughts aren't yours, government built that. But I do have to give government and the great society and the domestication process, I do have to give you the credit. You did build the Obama lady, as she is now known. Now, here's the deal. The Washington Post and others are saying it's racist to make fun of this lady. I've played some goofy white people on air, and I've played goofy Hispanics on air. You know, people are funny. But I admit, it is sad. It's painful, but also funny at the same time. But we should talk about government domestication and what it does to people. And the fact that I've got other news articles here saying, well, this is just a bad example. You know, this is cherry picking. Really, I have unlimited clips. I'm going to play like eight of them when we come back, of people just as sad and pitiful and ridiculous as this woman. Obama gave us all a phone. He going to do more. And again, I'm not sure who she is. I mean, it's like a cross between Oscar the Grouch, Cookie Monster, and Elmo. Fast forward 50 years, a lot of wear and tear. And then worship of big government, reflected glory. Look, you can't criticize Mitt Romney when he said, hey, 47% don't care. They'll do whatever they're told. They love big government because they are on the dole. And that's always been the plan. And it's working like a charm. Public schools are meant to dumb you down. I've got the Department of Education documents. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into nine major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he.
Oh, you bet I do.
Live from Austin, Texas.
I love it.
Broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas. Blasting out across my beloved America and beyond. We thank you so much for joining us on this worldwide Sunday transmission. How do you take the freest, wealthiest nation in the world, founded and built on rugged individualism, and enslave it? Well, you domesticate its people. What's happened in our country is not new. It happened in Rome going back about 2,000 years ago. It took about 300 years, but Rome became, well, the most decadent system the world's ever seen, and I've studied a lot of history. And the same thing's now happened here. And there is a $1.6 billion program to hand out. Well, some people have gotten over 200 phones, and sure, the program was there if you were poor and in a rural area and had a medical problem for a landline. But now it's been expanded, and Obama has advertised it. They're now advertising an Obama e-card for women, saying you can borrow $18,000 to help pay for birth control. I mean, Obama is emailing out e-cards to people saying, you're going to get free goodies. You hear the ads everywhere going, it doesn't matter if you've got jobs and a house and a car, you can get an electronic food stamps. And then you can get up to $50 cash a day with that. People walk up, they swipe it. Folks don't even know this, even though it's in the ads. It's online. When you follow the ad to the online area for the federal websites, it tells you you can... You can't buy cigarettes and liquor with this, but you can get cash. You get cash back. So you're buying your different welfare goodies, your food and stuff, and then you just get some cash and go back through line and buy your carton of cigarettes and your whiskey or your whatever it is you're buying. So my point is that the globalists, they want you dependent on government because you've got mega banks, crony capitalists, who get on average about 3-to-1 welfare, corporate welfare to themselves for every dollar of welfare, every euro of welfare that goes to the welfare class. Then the welfare class will riot if the government ever gets cut back or if they don't get their goodies and if they don't get their welfare check. It's not even a welfare check now. It's if the credits aren't put on their little welfare card. And then people that have worked their whole lives, their money is taken and put in a government account and spent immediately. It's called Social Security. And then that's a Ponzi scheme. And then you're held hostage for your money. So see, they make you dependent even if you don't want to be dependent. And now they've got one way or another, more than half this country is getting a government check. It's not just 47%. It's worse than that. And I've got the Washington Post here today with the headline, Racism Could Sway the Election. And it basically says that the implication that people don't like the welfare state, well, that's just racist. And that's what I'm hearing now. I've seen all sorts of articles flat out saying, if you play the Obama lady, you're racist. Really? Really? So if I play anybody saying funny stuff or embarrassing stuff here on air, I'm bad. Oh, no. It's just if it's a, quote, minority, which if you put them all together are the majority in this country basically now. So here are a bunch of these clips. It'll take more than just this segment to get to them. Here's the famous Obama phone lady. Tens of millions of views online. Every talk show in the country playing it. Drudge Report launched this Thursday. Let's go ahead and go to this clip one more time. Here it is.
You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in president, you know. He gave us a phone.
give you a phone? How do you give you a phone?
You sign up. You on food stamps. You on Social Security. You got low income. You disability.
Hey, I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks. Hey.
All right, now, that's real. You know, at first people said it wasn't real. And then now it's racist to show that. No, what's racist is the Democratic Party, and I'm not even partisan. People know that. I just state the facts, though. I mean, that's the party of slavery, Robert Byrd, the Klansman, but that's okay because he hands out goodies, you know, the now late Robert Byrd. And if you read Margaret Sanger, who Hitler came from, he gave her awards, she gave him awards. She said, we're going to pose as liberals, we're going to get blacks dependent. And in the 50s, blacks had less illegitimacy than whites. There were less out of wedlock black children. And the quote, Great Society, was not to empower blacks. It was, we're going to give you money, a man can't be in the house. And we're going to promote and pump in gangster culture to get your men to become gangbangers. And they now exported that into the entire culture. That's why they force feed the gangbanger garbage that you see in the rap videos and the rest of it. I'm going to cover that a little bit later. But first off, let's go ahead and go to the next clip here, because I'll never get to these if I keep talking. Let's go to the next little clip here. There's so many of them. This is Obama is going to pay my mortgage. This is from 4 years ago. There's literally dozens of these. At the celebration that night in Chicago when he won, there was just countless people saying it's all over. I don't have to worry about my car, my mortgage, you name it. Of course, you do, lady. You do. Here it is.
Peggy Joseph took her daughter out of school early Wednesday for this. Her emotions ran high following Obama's speech.
It was the most memorable time of my life. It was a touching moment.
Why?
Because I never thought this day would ever happen. I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage. You know, if I help him, he's going to help me.
Yeah, Obama's going to help you $22 billion to ship General Motors to Brazil, China, and Eastern Europe, the Volt and Cadillac plants. I'll say that again. The bailout money was to build new factories overseas. Don't believe me. Just type it into a search engine. Okay, he's really going to help you with NAFTA and GATT. Folks, they want you domesticated. Let's go ahead and go to this next clip. This is a town hall. This is a fellow begging him and thanking him for all the free goodies he's going to get.
Oh, this is such a blessing to see you, Mr. President. Thank you for taking time out of your day. Oh, gracious God, thank you so much.
Oh, gracious God. He is their God.
Now, the second thing is that you will actually benefit from the tax breaks that we're talking about, so you'll be able to keep a little bit of extra money because we're going to offset your payroll tax. That's going to help. We want to make it easier for you to afford going to college by giving you this refundable tax credit for your tuition. We've got to make sure that we are giving them a pathway so that they can educate themselves and go as far as their dreams take them. Thank you very much, Fort Myers. I appreciate you.
Unbelievable. Let's go to one more before we go to break and come back with more. Here's the lady begging him pitifully for a small car in a kitchen. And he says, oh, we're going to help you. We're going to get it for you. Here it is. We'll go out to break with this.
A very small vehicle for my family and I to live in. We need urgent. And the housing authority have 2 years waiting list. We need something more than the vehicle and the parks to go to. We need our own kitchen and our own bathroom. Please help.
What's your name?
Henrietta. We're going to go to break and come back with this again. This is so sick. This woman thinks only government can give her stuff. Where do you think the money comes from, lady? From somebody else. We'll be right back. Infowars.com is the news website. It's numero uno.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
If you go back 6,000 years ago or more, how humans would domesticate animals, they would just start putting a little bit of feed out for them and over time get them trained and dependent. People on welfare, it's basically like a killer whale locked up at SeaWorld or something, thinking that's the whole ocean, the few feet it has to swim, and begging for fish instead of living out in the open ocean itself. That's what the giant welfare state has turned into. And it's disgusting, and we are now a bankrupt, destroyed country. And the illegitimacy, the dumbing down, there's no doubt what's happening. And you've got these people begging for houses, begging for cars, begging for free phones, and the money is being taken from the people that actually work. The middle class, the working poor, the nouveau riche, they're the people that actually build an economy. NAFTA GATT has shut us down. Tax incentives to move overseas. The mega rich, I'm talking about people that control hundreds of billions, that have billions themselves, They write countless books talking to each other, bragging about how they use welfare to control and dumb people down, and to use the giant hordes of poor as political weapons against the middle class. The middle class, what, has shrunk by about half since 1967? Economist Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was breaking that down just last week in a big article. Mainstream media says it shrunk, not by half, but close to it. I mean, we know what is happening. We know the end game of this nanny state. Public schools where you can't run at recess now. First they banned dodgeball. Now they want to ban football, saying it's hurting people. I mean, they're arresting mothers in rural areas of South Texas because their children are playing in their own cul-de-sac on bicycles, saying that's abusive. It's a joke what we put up with in this country. Now let's go back to this pitiful woman at a town hall with Obama, because there's just countless clips. I'm gonna hear more tomorrow, saying, you know, I need a car, I need a kitchen, the parks aren't enough, I need all this stuff. And Obama is sitting there saying, don't worry, I'll get it for you. Here it is.
Employment and homelessness, a very small vehicle for my family, and I deliver it. We need urgent. And the housing authority have 2 years waiting list. And we need something more than the vehicle and the parks to go to. We need our own kitchen and our own bathrooms. Please help.
What's your name?
It's Henrietta Hughes.
Okay, Ms. Hughes. Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you. But there are a lot of people like you.
Yeah, it's like a cross between a Benny Hinn TV revival where they ask you at the back what your ailment is, you write it down, and then Benny Hinn announces it out. Hey, woman, she has just had surgery on her gallbladder. Oh, that's me. How did you know? She is 67. How did you know that? By the way, in most of the cases where these women, remember there were dozens of them 4 years ago on the campaign trail, most of the cases they didn't give them anything. That woman, they did actually give a house. I mean, this is so amazing. It reminds me of John Gotti, the famous gangster. He would actually, like, hand out free pizzas, hand out turkeys on Thanksgiving. He'd put on a fireworks display for the neighborhood. But then he'd also burn down your cleaners or your grocery store if you didn't pay him 30% of your profit. But it's all right because, you know, he gives me a pizza. Or, you know, he gave me a turkey on Thanksgiving. I mean, it's all just mafia tactics. Totally disgusting. Let's go to this lady. This is just from last week on Fox News, bragging how she was given just unlimited phones. And then the people go out and then they sell them to other people. And remember, the illegal aliens get in-state tuition when American citizens can't even get that. It's all about bankrupting this country and bringing in groups of people that will vote to take our guns, take our private property, and then it's game over. And they've almost won, ladies and gentlemen. They got paramilitary police who are dependent on government. It's all coming together, isn't it? Everybody works for the man. And the man, well, he is a son of a bitch, isn't he? The guy that runs the whole deal is a eugenicist, corporate, crony, capitalist, monopoly man who hates you and your family. Excuse my parlez-vous français. Let's go ahead now and go to the bucket of phones. Just a little clip of this report.
I have another one in my pocket, too.
Baltimore City resident Monique Crawford has plenty of cell phones.
I have about like six in my purse now.
And a few more at home.
Each and every one of these phones work. At home, I know I have about 30, and all of them are on.
But how did she manage to amass such a cellular jackpot?
How long did it take you to get all these phones?
5-10 minutes to get this one. Just now, and I walked out with this one. Just now.
Well, partly thanks to you. That's because anyone who pays a cell phone bill also subsidizes the phones filling up Monique's purse, courtesy of a charge buried in your monthly bill called a universal access fee. Private prepaid cell phone companies are now giving away phones to people in Baltimore and dozens of other cities who receive government aid.
Yeah, they gave out over a million in Ohio. Here's the Dayton Daily News, Dayton newspaper. Fees on a phone bill pays out $1.5 billion per year. The number I saw was $1.6 billion, but whatever. This is $1.5, whatever. Again, these people, ladies and gentlemen, do not know how to tie their shoelaces. They know how to get their welfare card that's got money on it that they go get liquor with. And it's unbelievable. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And then those of us that actually have jobs and work, notice how government's all about lecturing us and bossing us. And the TSA says freeze once you're through the checkpoint and checks the Starbucks coffee you buy or the barbecue sandwich you buy. In the line, when you buy it, they come and stick probes in it to test it, just to dominate you, to get in your space. And their internal memos have come out where they've been told, be imperious, break them. They've been told, break us. This is government breaking us. Those of us that aren't totally dumbed down, drinking fluoride water since we were 3 years old, sitting in front of the television in our crap-filled diapers. Those of us that had parents that could fight all this and stay away from it. I'm sorry, but I have had enough. Let's go ahead and go to this next one. This is Obama, free money clip. Let's go ahead and play that, and then we've got a collectivism clip. But here's a woman on the big Detroit talk station. I'll give you the call letters here in a moment when we play the video. And here she is going, it's free money. It came from Obama. Here it is.
Know today how much money you're getting?
No, I won't, but I'm waiting for a phone call.
Where's the money coming from?
I believe it's coming from the city of Detroit, or the state.
Where did they get it from?
Some funds that was given by Obama.
And where did Obama get the funds?
Obama might have gotten the funds from, I have no idea.
You know where he got them, lady.
He's president.
Why are you here?
To get some money.
What kind of money?
Obama money.
Where's it coming from?
Obama.
And where did Obama get it?
I don't know. His dance. I don't know. Where he got it from. But he's giving it to us to help us. We love him. That's why we voted for him.
And then you've got the kids, like literal sheeple, going, Obama, 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 Obama. These children are like, they're like totally domesticated, and they're learning how to go beg. They're learning how to beg and stand in government lines and get filled all the vaccines and eat GMO food all day. And now Michelle Obama has written the guidelines that under federal funds, all the states are ordered to now eat what they say. The federal government has no jurisdiction, and it gets worse. She's not worried about GMO, aspartame. No, all that's fine. She's telling you you need more this or that and not protein. And the kids are complaining and saying this isn't enough food, but it's worse. Remember 2 years ago, Illinois, under the federal program, was a pilot, wouldn't let parents pack lunches because, quote, they couldn't be trusted? I've now confirmed all over the U.S. in public training camps, government indoctrination centers, they're saying you can't pack lunches for your children. And again, your kid can't play in the backyard or the front yard or in the cul-de-sac, or we're going to arrest your butt because we're the government and we want to throw you in jail to give you a record, because then that makes you a slave. That's what this is. If they can't get you dependent on welfare, they're going to get you in the criminal injustice system, or they're going to get you so sick from all the cancer viruses and the vaccines and the GMO, you're in their medical tyranny. We'll be back with more clips and Obama saying he loves collectivism straight ahead. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties. I reach out to everyone with a vote and an axe to grind. I ask you to join me in trying something that's never been attempted before in America. Let's put our parties and our differences aside one time. Be libertarian with me for one election. Together, we'll stop the spending and end the wars. Together, we'll rebuild our own roads, bridges, schools, and hospitals instead of building theirs half a world away. Together, we'll restore our industrial might and our economy. And if in 4 years we as a people decide we don't like peace, prosperity, and freedom, we can always vote failure back into office again. We the people live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I've got other news I want to hit here in a moment, so I'm going to finish up on this point. But before we go any further, you know, we have a syndicated radio broadcast. I make documentary films. I've made more than 20. I've also written a book, published other books, and helped others publish books. And for more than a decade, listeners have literally beaten down our doors demanding a monthly magazine. And I tell you, I've had a lot of fun doing this. The art department we've hired, the editors, all the people. The second edition is out. The first one was The Economic Collapse. The banksters declare they've conquered our economy. And it breaks down all the globalist owned statements. Print 2.0. We saved a few thousand of those back because 37,000 of them sold out in a day and a half. And we are probably going to be sold out in a few days of the October issue, which is the transhumanism, globalist own admissions of how they plan to replace us with robots and drones so the military can't say no to exterminating the population, nanotech, October surprise. It also gets into QE3, the Second Amendment. It's an amazing issue. You can buy them in bulk at cost at InfoWarsStore.com and hand them out to friends and family. Or you can also sign up to get 12 issues plus the first issues. So that's 13 issues with shipping included for $59.95. Nobody can top that deal. And you know you're supporting the First Amendment and the true tip of the spear when it comes to fighting for liberty. So I want to thank all of you for making InfoWars Magazine such a big success out of the gates. And if you want to get your subscription, sign up now at InfoWars.com or InfoWarsStore.com Or you can also just buy each issue as they come out in bulk at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have all the InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com apparel. You will certainly meet like-minded people, whether you're in Australia, Germany, or the United States, whether you're in Mexico or Luxembourg, whether you're in South Africa or Rio de Janeiro. Whatever city or whatever country or wherever you're at, you will meet like-minded people wearing a beautiful camouflage. I say beautiful because I designed it. Hunter Orange, stamped, InfoWars.com. Don't tread on me. Ball cap. The one there on the table is one I actually wore into work today on the top of my big pumpkin head. So it's there. And again, I didn't build or design that cap. Obama did. Government did. I saw a rainbow yesterday, and there was storming here in Austin, a huge horizon-to-horizon double rainbow. And I thought, God didn't build that. Government did. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, not being blasphemous there, but I mean, according to government, they built it. There is no God, according to government. I saw some flowers today. You know, creation, whatever, didn't build that. Government did. So again, my new magazine's out. Government built it. So you might want to read what government built. And I guess in a way, government did build it with all their tyranny. What I do know they built is these poor people. Let's start at the beginning and play these clips end to end. And the last 4 years of Obama minions begging for goodies. And we've got more tomorrow because the media is only playing a couple of these clips, so we ferreted out a whole bunch of them. Here they are. Here's the rock star known as Obama lady that the media bemoans may actually lose Obama the election. Here it is.
Obama. You got Obama phone?
Yes, everybody in Cleveland, no minority, got Obama phone. Keep Obama in presidency, you know? Gave us a phone.
He gave you a phone. How did he give you a phone?
You sign up, you on food stamps, you on Social Security, you got low income, you disability.
I have a question. Okay, what's wrong with Romney again?
Romney, he sucks.
You know what's sad about this? This woman is proud. She just with pleasure, like she's announcing she won an Oscar, or she's announcing she won the 100-yard dash, or she's announcing she sold a painting for $20,000, or she's announcing that she got the big business deal, or that her daughter got married, or that, you know, she just beat cancer. I mean, the satisfaction is just, you know, if you're on disability, you're on food stamps, you get it. He gave us a phone, he's going to do more. She's like, yeah. Here, let's go to more of these poor victims. Here's another one where Obama's going to pay her mortgage and her car and everything else. Everything's handled. Obama's going to take care of it as the country shuts down and the cities collapse and the jobs move overseas and the IQs are dropping in this country. That's not education. We're getting physically stupider. Here it is.
Peggy Joseph took her daughter out of school early Wednesday for this. Her emotions ran high following Obama's speech.
It was the most memorable time of my life.
Hit pause.
It was a touching moment.
Back it up. Government is the most memorable thing in her life. I mean, these are actors that couldn't get jobs. These are PR frontmen for mega corporations. I had that CNN reporter, that three-time Emmy Award winner, who basically quit even when they threatened her to come after her because they were telling her to cover up massacres by Al-Qaeda the government was running, basically. I had Amber Lyon on. I mean, just think about how corrupt this whole media system is. And she was talking about how foreign governments are funding what CNN puts on the news. And, of course, that's actually been in the news for a while, but it's back in the paper. Folks, when you see sitcoms, dramas, and movies, and it promotes socialism and Obamacare, your tax money pays for that. That's admitted. Tens of billions a year of your money. You wonder why there's anti-family messages on TV? You wonder why there's anti-heterosexual stuff? I'm not against, quote, gay people, but I'm tired of them being against me, at least the ones in the government, because they're anti-family, they're anti-population. When you watch television, folks, it hates you. It wants to destroy you. The messages, look at how, I was talking to a former top MTV exec, I'll just leave it at that, just a few days ago, about how in the mid-90s they ordered them, even though it wasn't popular, to force-feed gangster rap. What was that photo I saw on the Drudge Report of that big fat rapper? Rappers Young, Jeezy, and Rick Ross in angry fight at BET Awards with shots fired. And it shows the guy with his pants hanging down, which means you're a punk in prison. It means you're raped in prison. It means you're a male prostitute. And he's got a fur coat on with a giant belly. I mean, it's like Jabba the Hutt. And everyone's screaming because Sumner Redstone force-fed this to destroy our youth and our culture, just like they've done the black community. I mean, this is death, folks. The black community had less than 10% illegitimacy 60 years ago. Now it's over 92%. I mean, and then you're talking to somebody at the top of MTV, a household name. And they're in these meetings and have arguments with people where they know they force-fed gangster rap garbage to destroy the community. It is a psychological warfare weapon showing kids that a fat man in his underwear, like a joke. Show the photo above that with him in the stupid fur coat. I mean, what a disgusting joke. But again, they've learned this, that they can tell us something's cool. If they told yuppies jumping off a cliff was cool, they'd do it. They tell them. Gloria Steinem said it's cool to get an abortion. She came out and did a poster campaign, and women went out to get pregnant to have one. Gay men are called bug chasers. Even Rolling Stone reported on this. They want to get HIV. You want HIV, you want to get gunned down, you're cool when you've been to prison, it's a death culture, so the corporations can destroy this country and take it over. The corporations that aren't free market. Go ahead and show the Obama town hall with the woman begging. Let's go out with this. Second hour coming up. Here it is. Here's the Obama town hall lady.
A very small vehicle for my family, and I deliver it. We need urgent, and the housing authorities have 2 years waiting list. We need something more than a vehicle and the parks to go to. We need our own kitchen and our own bathroom. Please help.
Please help.
What's your name?
Please, I need you. I need government.
What's your name?
It's Henrietta Hughes.
Okay, Ms. Hughes. Well, we're going to do everything we can to help you, but there are a lot of people like you. We're going to do everything we can. All right,
let's stop right there. You know who helped Henrietta Hughes? A state representative, Cheyenne Thompson, wife of state representative Nick Thompson, who heard a private citizen went and helped her. So there you go, lady. And that poor woman, NAFTA gap, the globalists, they destroyed her, and now she's reduced to begging to that Chicago Mafia teleprompter reading front man, Barack Obama. Let's go out with clip 7 we haven't played yet, collectivism. We're going to go out with collectivism. I want to loop this. This is Obama saying he believes in collectivism. He believes in redistribution. And for every 10 pieces of gold the bankers keep, they give their slaves one piece. Here it is. We'll go out to break with this. Here it is.
I think the trick is figuring out how do we structure government systems that pool resources and hence facilitate some redistribution, because I actually believe in redistribution, at least at a certain level, to make sure that everybody's got a shot.
Oh, yeah, everybody's got a shot. You want to make sure we don't have a shot.
We structure government systems.
You want to make sure we don't have a shot.
Resources.
You want to make sure we don't have a shot.
Some redistribution, because I actually believe.
You want to make sure we don't have a shot, Obama. You want to make sure we're dependent on you and the mafia scumbag government. Yeah, some redistribution. More than half the wealth of this country is redistributed, and the mega rich are exempt, paying zero tax offshore. And if people have try to stay here in this country, we're taxing over 75% one way or another. Hour number two coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Amino acids.